A big pot of super money that is missing, and the amount of money that is missing is gobsmacking. But at 9 to 12, we've spent a bit of time doing this program since we began it this year, asking for people to call us if they've got a business idea that is working, if they've got something that might inspire other people, something they've started from the ground up, people who've perhaps changed what they were doing and decided to move from one thing into another thing. And we've had some pretty extraordinary tales. This is one of a couple of lifesavers. They've grown a very large business. They've had no marketing budget. They've done it in just a few years. It's called 180 Nutrition. They've been shortlisted for the Telstra Business Awards. And one of the co-founders is Guy Lawrence, who's on the line with us now. Guy, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Well done. 3 years and what? No marketing budget.
Pretty much, exactly. Well, tell a lie, we actually did a print ad very early on that failed miserably.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, that's yeah. And so what you've done, and I should explain what you do, because I see you're talking about these are health nutritional supplements, so natural health supplements, the kinds of things that are being sold, protein powders and the like. Now, we're not talking about any of the stuff that's got sportsmen into trouble, are we, with the present controversy?
No, not at all. Essentially, with a natural protein superfood, that's a fat-free way to have a snack without any sugars or processed ingredients. But on top of that, we're a wellness company as well. So we provide a resource, a weekly resource that empowers others. And I think that's been a very unique point of difference for them two key areas.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of these protein powders, the thing is that they do contain a lot of things, as you say, like sugar and preservatives and synthetic chemicals. So you figured there was a gap in the market for something that was totally natural. You had,
absolutely.
I think you started off with $3,000. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We invested $1,500 each. We had the concept because I had some assistance from a naturopath and nutritionist. And then, but the other important thing is as well with that startup is that we had very different skill sets. Even though we met in the middle, we were both surf lifesavers, both into our health, fitness, but our skill sets were very different. So we were yin and yang going into it. And I think that's one of the mistakes a lot of small businesses, startups tend to have. They tend to have the same skill set.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you struggle going forward.
So what was the skill set? Because $3,000, you have to find a way to make the stuff and manufacture the stuff. Was that something you had to do, or did you just source the stuff? Were you a distribution channel?
No, we weren't a distribution channel. I was involved with a small group of cancer patients that were actually manufacturing raw food to help rehabilitate them along with weight training. And I sort of got to know the manufacturer at the time. And then we started to look at using free online resources that you can just simply do. Mm-hmm. So my skill sets were from the fitness industry and with the nutrition, and my business partner, Stuart's, were from the graphic design and website.
Yep.
And then along with that, there's so many free tools now that are available to us. I mean, we used a PayPal shopping cart at the time. That cost us nothing. We built a very basic website. A Facebook fan page cost nothing. Even our email capturing system through MailChimp was absolutely free until you X amount of emails. You know, YouTube, Twitter. There's all these things now a budding entrepreneur can use. And I think if you get to learn to use those tools correctly, they can be very effective.
Yeah, so your partner would have done a lot of this for you, and so you drew all that together. And so effectively, your business was in an iPad, which you were operating out of cafes.
Exactly right. So I think the important thing is, with especially an online business as well, is that most people hang out online, you know, especially Facebook. I mean, I don't know anyone that's not on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have something to say. So if you can not try and sell to these people, but actually be passionate and get involved in the conversation and contribute yourself, you know, you generally grow around that. And if you can build a community around that, that becomes very powerful.
Let me just nail this down, because we've only got a couple of minutes, but we've explained how you've set the whole thing up. But say, having done that and used all the free tools and put it all together and got your business going, once someone goes on there, they like your product, they decide to buy it, you use the PayPal thing and you go through, you get their money, then what happens? How do you then make sure that it gets delivered the right way, gets sent to them the right way, that the quality control, how do you maintain all of that?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question. And in our first 12 months, we struggled with that immensely because we outsourced manufacturing and we also outsourced distribution. And then through due diligence, we actually got a team of manufacturers on board that believed in us. We believed in them, and we have a very close relationship with them now. And also that we then outsourced the distribution to them, which then, so we have this right from the very start, the manufacturing to the postage to the handling to the end user, is we have now complete control. And if we didn't have that, I don't think our success would have grown as well as it has.
All right. We're about to wind up. You're about to launch global distribution channels. You've done very well. I think you've given us a very good explanation of how you started the whole thing just by searching around and looking for the mechanisms that are available to you on the web. So, look, well done. You're in the Telstra Business Awards. We'll keep in touch. And your business is called 180 Nutrition, as simple as that. People can do a search and they'll find that, 180nutrition.com.au. Well done.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate
good on you, Guy. Good luck with it. Guy Lawrence there, 180 Nutrition is the business, and that's Your Business Day for today. I'll be back tomorrow at 11:30.
Your Business Day on 2UE is brought to you by Telstra's new month-to-month no-lock-in mobile business plans.